The Shanghai Five are gathering today in China. The five include the leaders of three Central Asian countries, as well as Russia's President Vladimir Putin and China's President Jiang Zemin. The group got its name when the five countries first held a summit in Shanghai in 1996. That meeting concentrated on easing tensions along their mutual borders. This year's summit is supposed to focus on Islamic militancy in Central Asia, but it's likely to serve as a forum for Russian and Chinese opposition to President Bush's plan for a national missile defense system, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The meeting between Jiang Zemin and Vladimir Putin is the first of three planned for this year. Jiang heads for Moscow next month, and Putin then returns to Shanghai for the APEC meeting in October. China's official Xinhua news agency quoted Putin saying, "Russia and China have common interests in creating a multipolar world," a reference to their mutual opposition to U.S. dominance of world affairs. The forum this week is the Shanghai Five Group, comprising not only Russia and China, but the three stands, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. The group's initial aim was providing stability in post-Soviet Union Central Asia. Recent cooperation has not eliminated all old suspicions, but foreign policy expert Robert Ross of Boston College says the Shanghai Five has been extremely successful as a forum for discussion and cooperation.
China's objective with the Shanghai Five is to manage its power in Central Asia. It's strong, it's growing. People are nervous. The Russians are nervous. So this is a vehicle to say, we are working with you. We are cooperating with you. Let us not let this relationship undermine our larger strategic interests, and that is cooperation in trying to manage American power.
American power worldwide is a concern to both Moscow and Beijing, not least in Central Asia. Washington has provided millions of dollars in military aid to Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan, and is already the largest foreign investor in Kazakhstan's oil and gas industries. China is also interested in Central Asian oil. Access to the vast reserves believed to exist there could be crucial for China's continued economic boom. The shifting politics and struggle for resources in the region is reminiscent of the so-called Great Game of the late 19th century, with the U.S. taking on Great Britain's role. The Shanghai Five is also paying increased attention to the problem of drugs. Central Asia has become a major conduit for Golden Triangle heroin from Southeast Asia. More recently, up to 85% of Afghanistan's heroin has flowed out through the region. And, says Robert Ross, the Taliban government in Kabul presents the Shanghai Five countries with perhaps their biggest concern: militant Islam.
Each of the governments wants to keep that under control, because they are not a fundamentalist leadership. And so they cooperate to ensure that no country can be used as a base against another country by a religious group, and they've been successful.
China especially is anxious for that to continue. Its northwestern province of Xinjiang, which borders the stands, is full of restive Muslims. Many of them want independence from Beijing and look to their fellow Muslims in Central Asia for support. Some have already received military training from the Taliban in Afghanistan. Central Asian governments have pledged not to allow support for separatists in China. One of the main thrusts of this week's meeting is to expand the Shanghai Five to admit Uzbekistan, which has probably the biggest problem with Islamic militants seeking to overthrow the government. But today's showcase is the meeting between Putin and Jiang. Moscow and Beijing are increasingly agitated by Washington's plans to scrap the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty in order to proceed with national missile defense. The Shanghai Five provides the two leaders with a useful multilateral forum to show some solidarity against what they see as American domination of the world. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.